Well, it is that time where we're going to be giving you the interview we've been promising you all day. And this is someone we've had on the show already. We are speaking to no one other than Lutho Mlunguza. Molo buti njani namhlanje. Dipilile. Now, the last time we spoke to you, we were talking about, you know, your season at Almira College. Am I saying that right?
No, it's actually Almira College.
Almira College.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, Almira College. So, before, if you don't know Lutho, before he started Almira, he was one of the best soccer players at Wynberg Boys High School, and he was also the underhead coach with Mr. Roland Rund in Cape Town. So he posted 20 goals and then 10 assists as a senior, earning the team's MVP award. And also he was amazing on the hockey field as well. Tell me, why didn't you get into hockey? Have you been playing soccer forever? Is it something that you always saw yourself destined to be in?
So funny story, actually. Hockey, I've always played soccer since I was like a little kid.
So yeah.
Like 5 years old. Always played with older guys. And then I got into hockey, when I was playing like, it's called PE, yeah, PE in primary school. And I was just playing for fun because I guess we didn't have a choice but to play. And then the coach saw that I was actually pretty good and I just used my pace and I used to just like run through people. And then I started playing hockey that way. And then, long story short, we were playing against Bishops one game, and then one of the parents who works at the Coronation Block was like saw that I was really good, and they wanted to basically like help me, like basically like give me like a scholarship, you know, to study at Wynberg Boys High School. So I had to continue playing like hockey, even though I was playing soccer on the side. Mm-hmm. And then I got to a point where I was like, no, soccer's my passion. This is what I want to do, you know. So I started putting more time and more effort into like my soccer, and then I started playing hockey less. So that's what happened.
Wow, that's amazing. So tell me, how has it been this season, you know, on the pitch since the last time we spoke to you in March? And what has been going on in your life on and off the field?
So off the field, I mean, the season actually, like I was playing at semi-pro level in the U.S. Mm-hmm. About probably like a month ago, or actually maybe 2-3 weeks ago, which was a really, really good challenge for me because I played college level at school. Mm-hmm. And that season I like finished. So then I was like, you know what? I need something new. I need a new challenge because I always want to elevate and I want to play professionally. So I had to like find something new. I found a new team that plays like semi-pro and that has really, really good guys who play like high level, college level. So I put myself in that position and it was really challenging, but I really enjoyed it because I got to showcase what I'm about and I did really well. So I'm really happy with how that went. Currently right now, since like we're off season, I've been pushing and focusing more on my clothing branding, which I actually started about a month and a week ago.
Yes.
So I've been focusing on that a lot now and I'm really enjoying it because I have more time to actually like pour my heart and soul into like the clothing brand and like branching out.
Oh, speaking about that, we mentioned it on the show that you were going to be launching a sports apparel or comfort clothing brand. And you recently had a launch, like a little semi-launch in New York. And it seems like you did really well with the success of that launch because you obviously play and study overseas. So tell us how that went and give us some insight on, you know, what are you planning for the South Africans, you know, here at home? How are you going to go about the launch here? What can we expect from you? Yeah, and the time and date, of course.
Okay, so in the U.S., the launch was very successful. I was really happy with the way that it went. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough to have one of the Hilfiger brothers present, and his name is Andy Hilfiger, so it's Tommy Hilfiger's youngster, was actually present with his wife, Amy, as well as Betsy Hilfiger, his sister. So they are actually like my mentors now, which is still blows my mind till this day.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, so that's me because like they obviously they have like a really multi-million, if not billion, clothing brand, which is globally known. So yeah, the launch was really successful. I was really happy with how that went. So here in South Africa, I'm here for about a month and I want to launch in August 10th. I don't have the time yet. But I'll be releasing it on my Instagram when exactly I'll be launching and if I'm going to be having it in a pop-up store. So that's something I'm currently actually working on right now.
Wow, okay. You're doing very big things, Luthor. And hopefully you will be sending us an invite here at KC 107.7, so we can take, you know, some content and show our listeners what you're up to at the pop-up, because I'm sure everyone is excited for you and would love to see, you know, what you're doing with the brand.
Of course, of course. No problem. I got you.
So I've heard through the grapevine that you will be running a competition on social media for your brand 10 a.m. Or is it the 10 a.m.? How do you say it? The 10 a.m. So you're going to be releasing a competition or running a competition on social media soon. What is up for grabs and how can our listeners enter the competition?
Oh, man, you're giving my stuff away right now. So the competition, basically, I'm doing a giveaway. Like, I've been getting really good feedback from people, and like, I've been getting really great support, which is really lovely. So I'm doing a mini giveaway. Obviously, people have seen on social media all over, there's a Barbie era going around.
Yes.
On the socials. So I was like, oh, why not do like a mini Barbie giveaway type of situation where I partner up with like a hair company, which is called Ladina Hair. I'm doing a mini collab with them where we're actually giving away like a blonde wig, you know, like a blonde weave, Brazilian weave. So we're doing that, and we're giving away also like a hoodie, like a 10 a.m. hoodie, like a nice pink one to give that Barbie look.
Mm.
So that's basically what I'll be releasing sometime, probably between four and six today. I'll be like posting it on the 10 a.m. account, and people can comment, reshare, and follow both our accounts to actually stand a chance to win this special gift.
Wow, I'm very excited for you, and it seems like this is a great competition. So if you guys want to enter, I'm going to be sharing Luthor's social media details on our WhatsApp line and of course on our Instagram and Facebook accounts, and then you guys can obviously click on the link and enter the competition. Any last words, Luthor? Do you have anything else up for us, you know, that we should know of, any future projects that we would like to know of? And if not, please do share your social media account so we can keep updated if anything comes up.
Okay, no, great, thanks. I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time and following up on my story. I really appreciate it. It's been a long journey. It's really hard, it's really tough, but I enjoy it. This is what it's about, you know. I don't like really sharing too much of my plans,
of course,
you know, so you have to stay tuned on the 10 a.m. account on IG to see what's coming up. But I've got really exciting collaborations coming up and big events that are going to be happening through the 10 a.m. So, yeah, that's me.
Thank you so much, Luthor, for joining us. And it is my pleasure, of course, to support your journey, because you are so far away from home when you're all the way in New York. So KC at Work and KC 107.7 is all about community and, you know, just supporting other people that are from, you know, the local area that go abroad and, you know, just, you know, cheering them on and being that family as well, you know, supporting them and being 1,000% behind all of the people that we have on the show that interview us and that live around us. So I'm very proud of, you know, everything that you've accomplished, and you seem like you're doing everything you said you were going to be doing in March. So I'm very proud and I'm very excited for you on this journey. So good luck with everything. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule, because I know you're off season, so this is all about resting. But thank you for taking the time out to join us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ma. I really appreciate it.
There's
no time to rest.
What?
There's no time to rest.
There's no time to rest. That is so true. You heard it from Luthor himself. Well, thank you so much, and please do enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye. Well, if you just joined us, that was Luthor Mlunguza, our local soccer star who's making waves overseas. And if you heard him, he also spoke about the fact that he's going to be working closely with the Heelfiger family. So he's doing big things right now.